Aloha. Welcome back. This is Michael McIntosh with the Hero's Journey exclusive audio series. And in the last audio, in case you didn't listen to it, we talked about why so few people actually take the 12 steps of the Hero's Journey and complete the entire circle of a Hero's Journey. And what does it really take to make yourself a hero, to become the hero in your life, not just to be kind of watching your life go past, but to become the hero in your own life. And we also talked about the signs that you're ready for the hero's journey, because most people aren't ready. And we talked about what to avoid, what to look out for, and why so few people actually are able to free themselves from the trap of drifting and just being a dreamer and truly become heroes. So if you didn't listen to that audio, go back and listen to it. It's a very powerful audio for you to understand what's going on. Because if we don't know what's going on in our culture and how things are trapping us, what will happen is we will go unconscious without realizing it, go into a hypnotic trance because there's all these marketers around trying to get us. And before we know it, we've wasted massive amounts of time. And that's such a shame because every single moment of your life is precious. Now, in this audio, we're going to be talking about the 12 steps of the hero's journey because you are the hero of your life. You are in your own movie. You're seeing the movie through your own eyes. You're watching a movie right now. You are an eternal, immortal spiritual being, and you're watching your own movie and participating in an eternal movie right now. Super exciting because you can never die. And anything is possible. And when you go from being a bystander of your life, a witness, kind of half asleep in a trance, to actually being the hero of your life, you wake up and bring back your power. And life becomes extremely interesting, fascinating, and deeply, deeply nourishing and rewarding. But most people will not take the path of the hero's journey because it's hard. Are you ready to do something challenging? Are you ready for the challenge? Are you ready to face ordeals? Are you ready to face your own shadow? Are you ready to deal with tricksters and shapeshifters and weird situations that you don't understand? Are you willing to push yourself outside of your comfort zone or to the edge, the far edge of your comfort zone in order to take the hero's journey? Are you willing to cross the threshold into a special world where the laws of life are different and where nothing quite makes sense? And are you willing to keep moving until the end, until you become successful, no matter what happens? If you are, then you're ready for the hero's journey. So what is the hero's journey? What are these 12 steps? The hero's journey is divided into three acts. Act 1, Act 2, Act 3. The movies that you've seen, the books that you've read, most of them have followed these three acts and these 12 steps. So even though you might not have been aware of it consciously, you probably didn't realize what they were and when they were happening. But you've actually seen this happen over and over and over again. every time you've watched a movie, just about. So if you've watched 100 movies, you've seen it 100 times. Watched 1,000 movies, you've probably seen it 1,000 times, or maybe 950 times. Because this process goes again and again and again. And it happens throughout time and history, throughout all cultures. And it happens in your life. So the first step, the first act, is what we call the ordinary world. The ordinary world. And in the ordinary world, things are normal. Everything is just kind of the way it normally is. You know what's going on. You know what to expect. So-and-so is going to do that thing they always do. You're going to get up and you're going to have the same kind of challenges, and you're going to have the same sort of situations. You're going to get the same results. You'll eat pretty much the same thing, see the same people, do the same stuff, feel the same way, go to bed at night doing the same things in the evening, eating the same food, same people, same conversations. And even if there's variety, it's the same variety as it was before. There's these different varying things. And even if you're traveling, yeah, it's the same sort of thing over and over. It's just the same, same, same. So even if it's variety, it's the same kind of variety. If people spend their entire lives traveling around the world, after a while, it becomes all the same. Airports, people, hotels, drama, traveler's checks. You know, same, same, same. No matter what it is, the world, ordinary world, is the same. It's kind of predictable and it's boring. And you feel something is wrong, something's missing. That's when you get the call to adventure. So the next step, the next stage of your hero's journey is when you go out of the ordinary world and you enter into the call to adventure, the call to something wonderful that doesn't exist. And the call to adventure can happen in a number of ways. In many movies, this is when, for example, the hero's family members might be kidnapped and held ransom. So all of a sudden the hero is going to have to do something, going to have to get out of his normal world or her normal world and go and save these people that he or she loves. It could be that there's a huge storm coming and everyone has to prepare for it, or they have to evacuate and go somewhere else, and then the whole story begins. It could be that they have a vision and something needs to change. Some strange vision happens, or a recurring dream over and over and over, and they wake up in a sweat and they can't ignore it this time. It could be that someone comes into their life and says, it's time to change. We've got to do this thing. And all of a sudden, there's a wake-up call. What is your call to adventure? What has been knocking on your heart, knocking on your soul? What has been inspiring you? Why are you excited to change? What is it? What's going on for you? There is a call to adventure right now. What is your call to adventure? What do you want to bring into the world? What's inspiring you? Why is now the time for you to change, to get outside of your comfort zone and do something remarkable? Why is now the time? So this is when the hero is ready. And remember, I'm going to say hero, but I mean hero and heroine, you know. We're just going to use that word. How do you know you're ready? Because you feel it. You know it. It's in you. And you feel that call. I've got to do this thing. I can't carry on the way I was. Something has got to change. And you're going to keep waking up in the morning feeling something wrong with your life until you take the call, until you accept the call. The next stage, is when you refuse the call. Because most heroes hear the call. They know they need to change, but then the doubts come. This is when you're like, I really want to do this thing. I'm really up for it, but I can't because I've got my kids to take care of, or I've got to worry about this. I haven't got enough money, blah, blah, blah. This is where all the doubts come up. And this is where I meet people again and again. All these wonderful dreamers got all these wonderful ideas, but the doubts come creeping. These sly little thoughts, these little lizards in our brain come and tell us, you can't do it. It's too hard. It's not the time. The astrology's wrong, this, that, and the other. And these long list of things starts creeping in and saying it's going to be too challenging and blah, 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 blah. Psh, 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 psh. Whisper, 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 whisper. Many a hero is destroyed right here on the third stage. There's 12 steps, not even got anywhere past the third one. Just get the first one, okay, great, everyone's in the old world, the ordinary world. Second one, call to adventure, doesn't even pass the third stage. Such a shame, such a waste. And the reason that this third stage normally is the end is because many, many people didn't meet the mentor. Meeting the mentor is the fourth stage of the hero's journey. So in movies or in books, this is where the hero comes across some special force, some mentor of some kind. It could even be a non-physical being, a presence. It might be God is the mentor, or a vision, or an angel, or some extraterrestrial. It could be anything. It could be a person. It could even be an animal. It could even be some robot that has some special powers. The mentor is an energy that helps give the hero what they need to be able to accept the call to adventure. So this is when the mentor normally would give a special piece of knowledge or wisdom, or maybe a tool if they need to actually physically have something to make it work. So in our own lives, or in your life, let's say, for example, you're a musician and you want to make your music, but you don't have a guitar and you need a guitar and you want to do it. The mentor might give you a guitar and say, here's the guitar, get on with it. The mentor basically inspires the hero, gives them that energy, that motivation, that confidence to just get on the mission. And this is what my mission is about, is to help give you the tools you need. The advice you need, the skills you need, the experience will come. But at least to share whatever is possible to help you move across the next stage of the hero's journey, to cross the threshold into the fifth stage of the hero's journey. So this is where there is a significant shift. The mentor helps the hero cross the threshold from the ordinary world, the world that you're used to, the world that you know, all the way over to what's called the special world. And like I was saying, many souls never even get across the threshold. They live their entire lives in the ordinary world that they know. So what happens when you cross the threshold? When you cross the threshold, which is the fifth step, you find yourself in a special reality, in a new world, where the laws of life are different. This is where you find yourself in new territory. And you've probably experienced this before. You've probably actually gone around the hero's journey, or most of it, at least once, if not many times, depending on how willing you've been to get outside your comfort zone. Give you a quick story, personal story. When I was living in England, this could be a long story, so I'm going to keep it very short for you. There was a point where I was super lost, down, and depressed. I'd just got back from India. I'd been on a hero's journey in India. That's another story. Got back from India after a long stretch away, and my whole life basically fell apart. I was in the ordinary world, and I was stuck. And many situations happened which gave me a call to adventure. I needed to leave. It just wasn't working. I was getting worse and worse every day, and everything was falling apart, crumbling. So the call was a very severe call. Finally, I got out of there. My friend Nick Good, he bought me a plane ticket to Hawaii. I was his mentor at one point, helping him to get on his hero's journey when he needed help. And then he became my mentor in that situation as well. So we mentor each other in a way, and we can shift. And you might find this in your own life. And he bought me a ticket, and he gave me the tool I needed, which was a plane ticket. So I crossed the threshold from England to Hawaii, a completely different world. I'd never been to Hawaii before, didn't even know where it was. Didn't know anything about Hawaii, actually. And there I was, in a completely different reality, with these palm trees and beautiful beaches and beautiful mountains and pure waters and springs. And it was just incredible, the shift. Drinking fresh coconut straight out of the coconut, and all these organic fruits and vegetables. Absolute joy. Couldn't believe the difference. I had to pinch myself for weeks, making sure I was still, you know, awake and I wasn't dreaming. I had to get used to this new threshold. It was a new reality. I didn't know about all these things. I had to learn how to open coconuts. I had to learn how to drive on the other side of the road. I had to understand how the culture worked and what's going on. I had to figure out so many things, how to work differently and live differently and wake up differently and deal with all the roosters that are running around wild. And there's just different things on many, many levels. New people, new atmosphere, everything was completely different. This is the kind of difference, this is the kind of shift that happens when you cross the threshold. And even if you take on something new in your life and you don't move, even if you're in the same place, you're going to cross a threshold where all of a sudden there's all these new challenges, these new situations. You're in a new reality. Many times we're in the same physical situation, but we live in a different world when we cross that threshold. And that's where in movies they often go to a bar or some kind of place where they meet people and they figure out what's going on. And this is where you go to the next phase in the hero's journey, which is tests, allies, and enemies. So the sixth stage is tests, allies, and enemies. This is where you start getting little tests. This is where you meet your allies. There are people who want to help you. And this is where you make enemies. There are people who find out, hang on a minute, I'm not sure I like this person. So your enemies might be physically around you, physical people who are trying to stop you doing what you need to do. In many cases, it's like that. And also, there's a lot of enemies that are inside of you. Your own shadow will come to get you. Your own doubts will come to get you. Your own addictions, old ways of being, old patterns, things that will sabotage your mission will start coming out trying to kill you. And this is where many, many souls end up falling apart and going back to the ordinary world, to the old world. Remember, this is just the sixth stage number six. Many people leave here, they get halfway through and that's enough, can't handle it. Takes a lot of courage and a lot of support from your allies. That's why you need a team. That's why we need to have masterminds. We need to be in trainings and support and get everything we can to help us so that we don't fall back. That's why we set up all these courses and trainings and mentoring, coaching, to make sure people don't fall away. You know, you need that support. We all need that support. Otherwise, the enemies and our own madness gets in and we get pulled away. So if you carry on this journey, you get to the next stage. This is called approach the inmost cave. This is the approach. This is where you've passed some tests, you've gone through some challenges, you've got your allies and your enemies, and now you need to go deep. You need to go deep, deep, deep inside yourself. Go inside the cave of your biggest challenge. This is where we need to really get strong on the inside. This is where we need to hone our skills, get those magic powers, set up those situations so that things are going to work, so you can actually fully master your art. Bring your project to life. Because remember, your hero's journey is not just a random thing. It's about bringing something meaningful to you into life, bringing a project, bringing a dream, bringing a goal into reality. You're not there yet. There are things you don't know, things you have to change, things you have to go beyond in order for this to work. Many times we need to become humble. We need to practice a skill. We need to let go and release old behaviors. So this is where we approach the inmost cave and get ready to face the big ordeal. So the eighth step is the ordeal. And again, this is where a lot of people get knocked out. The ordeal is attempting a big change, an enormous change, complete transformation. So this is where in movies, the hero will have some massive battle. They'll really go for it. This is when they're like absolutely in the middle of the biggest fight of the movie. There might be another one coming. We'll talk about that later. But this is like right there, forefront and center. This is essential that they win this battle. They might not win the war, but they need to win this one battle. Otherwise, nothing's going to work. In your own life, it might be a situation where you have to generate enough money to be able to fund your project and then fully win. And if you don't make that initial funding, or if you don't finish that thing on time, or if you don't get that book done, everything else is going to fall apart. This is where your deadlines are squeezed. This is where your challenges come up. If you're a musician, this is where you actually have to put yourself out there, ship your demo out of the door, do that performance. If you're an artist of some kind, get on the stage and do your first performance and make it win so you can do the next one. This is absolutely essential. And in our trainings and coaching, we help people make sure they win here, because otherwise it's back again to the beginning, you know. So you got to win that one. And that's why approaching the inmost cave, the step before this, is so important, to develop those skills, be humble, learn, grow, be ready. And this is all happening in the special world, because these things don't happen in the ordinary world. They only happen when you get outside your comfort zone and start pushing yourself, doing things that are new and different, overcoming the addictions that are trying to trap you and pull you back, and all the distractions of life. And once you get through the other side of the ordeal, you get to the next stage, which is called the reward, or seizing the sword. This is where you win something. So in some, you know, movies, this is where the hero might actually win a special object like a sword. In your case, you might win confidence, you might win a prize, you might win some extra friends and support. So you actually get something special that you didn't have. Maybe you win a new level of confidence that brings you to a higher level of humility and a higher level of mastery. This is where you can truly start to celebrate. This is where it's like, okay, let's just relax, not completely relax because we're still in dangerous territory here, but let's celebrate this victory and realize what we've won and give thanks for where we've got. Because this is a huge way along, you know, up to step 9, stage 9 out of 12 stages. This is revolutionary. So this is where it's time to celebrate. And a lot of people, you know, forget to celebrate when they win these big ordeals and just kind of plod along. But I think it's essential to take that break and celebrate your victories. But remember, this is not the end. And the next stage is where you go out from the special world back into the ordinary world. But now you're bringing something with you. You're bringing a new sense of achievement. You're bringing this reward back. You're taking it. You haven't finished. You haven't got the elixir. You haven't got the final thing here. You haven't reached the end of your journey, but you've definitely got some big shift going on for you. You've got some massive upgrade. There is something new and different about you in your life, and you're bringing that back into the ordinary world. And this is what's called the road back, step number 10, stage number 10. This is where we have a rededication to change. Because you've learned, because you've grown, because you've been humbled, because you have this new skills and talents, and you have this new success, this new money, this new experience, you might have set up your business, set up your company, got your clients, there's people coming to see your performances, things are moving, you've got a success, you're now dedicated, okay, we've got to take this to the next level now. Rededication to change. And bringing back into your world, into the people's lives that you know, into the real world, bringing all this back to them, remember? Because the hero doesn't just do these things randomly. You're doing them to change the world. And you're not changing the special world. The special world is just something that you go through to develop yourself and to experience these new things. But then you've got to bring that all back into the ordinary world, so you bring the special world into the ordinary world. That's what a hero does. So you have that rededication to change and you're on the way back. It's a bit scary because you're now having to go back home again, but you've got all this new experience with you. And this is where we go to step 11, stage number 11, which is called the resurrection. And this is a very deep step, a very deep stage. It's a little bit like the approach to the inmost cave. Because the hero is not ready. You are not ready to go back into the ordinary world until you have been resurrected. When I was in India, I was really loving it in India. I was there for months and months and months. I was eating all these mangoes. I was loving it. I went through so many challenges and ordeals and strange experiences. And I was about to go back to England. And normally when I left India, I was, you know, wanting to stay and not wanting to go back and not really ready to go back, right? This time, I had the resurrection, big time. What happened was 2 days before I went back, and I'd been feeling great the whole time, everything was wonderful. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, just before I left, I got extremely sick. And there was no one around. And I had this pounding headache and illness. I have no idea what it was or how it happened, but it was the most severe pain I've ever felt in my life. You know, it was, I can't, even thinking about it, it freaks me out a little bit. And it went on for hours and hours and hours. And I would try wandering around. I'd try going to sleep. I would try putting ice on my head. I'd try drinking water, not eating, doing this. Nothing made the slightest bit of difference. Nothing. And it just kept getting worse and worse. And I thought I'm maybe never again going to go back to England. This might be it. And I couldn't talk to anyone. It was, you know, it's like this could have been the end. I thought I was dying. And what happened was, because the pain was so severe, I had to find a place within myself where the pain was still there, but I was beyond the pain. I had to find that spot because nothing I did made any difference. Finally, I discovered that place where I could be at peace despite basically dying. That was a serious resurrection in the sense that I went to a completely different level of consciousness, different appreciation for life, different appreciation for myself. And another thing that it did for me, not only did it shift my consciousness and my whole awareness of everything, when I finally got to the airport, this was still going on, I actually managed to get someone to pick me up and I still managed to pack my bags somehow. And I was thinking I shouldn't travel, but I somehow was able to get things together. And once I'd got through the different airport security and all that, my headache basically disappeared. It was really weird. It kind of vanished as soon as I was moving onto the plane, almost timed perfectly. So I managed, you know, not to have a weird flight. And what it did is it readied me, it prepared me for going back to England. Because by the time I was on the plane, I was so relieved to leave India because of the pain that I'd just been through in India, that in my mind it had associated India with suffering rather than India with happiness in that moment. And it made me appreciate the ordinary world, and it made me ready to bring back everything I'd learned into my ordinary world, which wouldn't have happened had I not gone through that resurrection. So when I did get back to England, that one trip, I was so happy to be back. I felt like I'd brought back all of these gifts, all these elixirs, all of this wonderful learning, all this experience. I'd learned so much on my hero's journey, and I genuinely brought it back into England, and I was so happy, whereas normally I was depressed when I got back. I was super relieved. So the resurrection is intense. It's a final ordeal. This is where in movies there's the final big challenge where the hero looks as if he's going to die or looks as if she's going to die. And remember, all the way through your hero's journey, you're dying and being reborn, or barely surviving and then being reborn. All these movies and films, next time you watch a movie, witness these stages, because they're not just random things. This is what you are going to go through as you bring your ideas and your inspirations into real life. And it's hard. You've got to be humble. You've got to die. You've got to push yourself out there to the edge. You've got to go through pain a lot of the time. Intense pain. You've got to deal with your emotions. You've got to deal with situations that you don't like dealing with. You've got to deal with people who stress you out and who are very challenging to you, who you don't want to talk to and have those hard conversations. This is all part of the hero's journey. And all these things come together in the resurrection, getting you ready, getting you purified, making sure that you've truly learned the lessons from your ordeal. And as you do that, you bring it back into the 12th and final stage of your hero's journey, which is called the return with the elixir. This is the final mastery of the problem. You started with a challenge, you started with an idea, you started with a dream, and you went through this whole process, meeting friends, meeting enemies, mentors, getting help, meeting shapeshifters. There's so many things that you go through. We've only just gone through this really quickly. There's so much more I could share, and I will do in the future when you're ready. And as you go through to this final stage, you've returned with something, you've got something, your project is real, you personally have transformed, you now have a business that's making you money all the time and changing the world. You now have put on a new performance that people are going to see. You've now finished your book, finished your painting, got your meditation practice to the next level, had those hard conversations. You are a different person, and you're bringing back all of these things into the ordinary world. You're bringing that special something that didn't exist before you went on your hero's journey, and you're bringing that back to real people in the real world and changing the ordinary world. Nothing is the same. You go back to your old life. And this is where all of the different weird and wonderful parts of your journey all come together and start to make sense. This is where you tie all the loose ends together. It comes full circle, and there you are, back at the beginning, in the ordinary world, where all of a sudden, almost as soon as you get back, you have a little celebration, you get back, you know, you're happy, you've brought everything there. And then guess what happens? You start realizing there's another missing piece. The hero's journey needs to begin again. You have awareness that something needs to change, and you have that feeling something's not right. And then you're ready to hear the call to adventure once again. So these are the 12 steps of the hero's journey. And in the next audio, I'm going to be sharing with you how to decide what is the most important thing for you to do. What is your hero's journey? How can you figure out what your hero's journey is? What is your call to adventure? What is really your call to adventure? What is the main hero's journey that you want to take? And do you even want to go through the hero's journey? Because this is some serious stuff here. People don't do it. Like we said, most people give up. They don't even listen to the call to adventure. Many people are so asleep in a trance, they can't even see it. Most people will be given a call and think it's for somebody else. They don't even notice the call because they're self-medicating and distracted so much that they can't see it. But you are sensitive to these energies and you're feeling it. So the next audio, we're going to be working out what is your personal call to adventure? What are you being called to do? And then, of course, how are you going to get on with it and cross the threshold into that special world to bring back, to change the world, to bring back the elixir of life, to bring something new back and go through all these stages? So make sure you stay tuned for the next audio to get clear on exactly what is your call to adventure. And how are you going to bring your dreams and visions and inspirations into the real world and become the hero of your own life and activate that power and that magic that you know is possible in life. So stay tuned for the next audio. Leave a comment on what did you learn from this session. How many times have you been through the hero's journey? What is your experience so far of the hero's journey? Talk to you soon. Sending you so much love from Hawaii. This is Michael McIntosh. Aloha.